As you may have heard, the first day of the Republican National Convention began today. And KJZ's Jude Joffe Block is in Cleveland with the Arizona delegates and joins us on the line. Jude, I understand day one of the convention started a little extra early for you and the Arizona delegates?
That's right. We're all staying in the same hotel in Cleveland. And at about 3:30 a.m., a very loud fire alarm woke us all up. And we had to go downstairs, many of us in our pajamas, try to figure out what was going on. Luckily, nothing serious, and we were cleared to go back to bed, but it's left a lot of us pretty groggy.
So no political dirty tricks suspected there.
Well, I refrained from tweeting too many photos of high-powered state Republicans in their pajamas, so I thought that was the respectful thing to do.
Thank goodness for that. So, Jude, remind us of some of those delegates. Who are some of the high-profile people representing Arizona?
So there are 58 Arizona delegates plus alternates, and it's really a mix of elected people, people very involved in the party, and regular folks who are getting involved for the first time. There are several state legislators. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is here, of course. Governor Jan Brewer is an alternate. But there's also a delegate who I met who's a brand new American citizen. He's a Bulgarian immigrant who's going to be voting at the convention, but also casting his very first ballot as an American this November.
Wow. But some of the delegates are people who have been to a lot of these conventions. Who stands out for you there?
Yeah, I've talked to some people who say this is their third, fourth, fifth convention. Now, I was talking with Bob Corbin. He's an alternate. He's a former NRA president and a former Arizona attorney general. And on the first day, on the weekend when we all gathered, he was wearing this turquoise bolo tie that said AZ on it. And he said it was what all the delegates wore to the 1976 convention 40 years ago. Little piece of history there.
Yeah. And let's bring it back to 2016 now, Jude. One theme in the campaign season, there was this strong Never Trump movement trying to ensure that Donald Trump would not actually be the Republican nominee. And last week we reported that Lori Hack, an Arizona delegate, had vowed to buck the state rule and vote against Trump. That led to her being kicked off the delegation as a result. Now, she promised to show up in Cleveland anyway. What's the latest on that story?
So the state party had said that her credential was being reassigned and that she was off the delegation. Now, the Arizona Republic is reporting that Lori Hack did come to the Cleveland hotel this morning trying to get her credential and was unsuccessful. I have to tell you, I missed that scene in the lobby this morning, but that's their reporting. I think there's a sense here that the Never Trump movement is over. And a lot of the Arizona delegates who were initially backing Cruz in the primary, and that's actually the majority of our delegation were in the Cruz camp, a lot of them are telling me, look, you know, it's not our first choice, but we want to see a Republican in the White House, so we're getting on board.
And Jude, finally, what's on the schedule today for the Arizona delegates?
So they had breakfast this morning with Governor Ducey, whose message was, yes, this was a contested primary, but the choice in the general election is simple. We need to elect Donald Trump and have a Republican back in the White House. And right now, the delegates are on the convention floor. We just heard from Arizona State Senator Kimberly Yee. She addressed the entire convention. She's the only Arizona elected official who's on the speaker list at this point. She talked about her own experience as a Chinese American immigrant, achieving the American dream, why she believes in conservative values. Later today, there's going to be more speakers on immigration and border issues, which promises to be of interest to our Arizona audience.
KJZZ is Jude Joffe Block reporting from Cleveland from the Republican National Convention. And Jude, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.